Presto, all the news you need to start your day.
Morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Eamon Torsney. It's Monday, the 27th of January. I hope you're well. Coming up.
The conditions have been tough. We've had Storm Herminia come in on Sunday. It's been raining constantly on Sunday.
Efforts continue to restore power to thousands of homes and businesses, and Palestinians allowed return to northern Gaza. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning. A crossing is reopening, allowing thousands of displaced Palestinians, many carrying bags of belongings, including mattresses and blankets, back into northern Gaza. Israel said it wouldn't allow them to access until Hamas released civilian hostage Arbel Yahoud. She's now expected to be freed on Thursday in exchange for dozens of Palestinian prisoners, so Israel says it'll open the key corridor today. Around 100,000 homes and businesses could still be without power next week. Crews from the UK are expected to arrive this week to help with the remaining 246,000 outages following Storm Eoin. That's down from a peak of 768,000 on Friday, with the ESB describing it as by far the worst storm it's ever experienced in terms of customers losing supply and the scale of damage to the network. The ESB's Brian Tapley says rain yesterday hampered repair works.
The conditions have been tough. We've had Storm Herminia come in on Sunday. It's been raining constantly on Sunday, and that's hampered conditions and just slowed down repair work. But in the main, we've had a good run at it on Friday afternoon, all day Saturday, all Sunday, and we will continue despite the weather conditions throughout the course of this week and next week.
The White House says Colombia's backtracked and will now allow US military deportation flights to land without delay, having earlier turned two away. In a lengthy social media post, Colombia's president said Donald Trump was treating migrants as criminals, called the US boring, and accused him of not liking his country's freedom. Both sides threatened considerable tariffs. It's part of the US president's immigration crackdown, which is leaving those without documentation, like this man, frightened.
Yeah, there's fear. It can get off you.
Yes, there's fear, he says. It can't get out of your head. It's in your head. It's stuck with you. Even when you get out there and you find someone staring at you, you're concerned. Who are they? Someone telling on me?
Consumer sentiment is on the rise, with people less concerned about their household finances in January. But the latest credit union sentiment survey shows consumers have become slightly more cautious about the economic outlook and job prospects. Women are still top of the league when it comes to financial worries, with studies suggesting that's down to the gender pay gap. Economist and author of the report, Austin Hughes, says the risk of poverty deprivation affects women more.
Male incomes tend to be higher than female incomes. You find as well, in terms of risk of poverty or deprivation, you find females have a poorer time. So understandably, that feeds into sentiment. Over the last couple of years, through the cost of living crisis, sentiment deteriorated more among females than among males.
It's 80 years since the liberation of Auschwitz concentration camp. However, the Auschwitz memorial has raised concerns that some children here are being poorly taught about the camp's tragic history. News Talk's James Wilson reports.
In the history of the Holocaust, there is no place more notorious than Auschwitz concentration camp. The site is infamous across the world as the place where over 1 million people were murdered by the Nazis as part of their final solution to exterminate European Jewry. In the Leaving Certificate textbook, Dictatorship and Democracy 1920-1945, Auschwitz is described as a prisoner of war camp, despite it serving primarily as an extermination camp. Pavel Savitsky of the Auschwitz Memorial explains why such a description is problematic.
But at no point Auschwitz can be referred to as a prisoner of war camp. This is a completely different system, especially in textbooks. The authors, the editors should be very, very precise and very, very careful.
Today, there are precious few people who survived Auschwitz and are still alive to tell of the horrors they witnessed within the camp. However, the memorial hopes that around 50 will be able to attend today's event. No politicians will speak, and instead survivors will pay tribute to the friends and family they lost all those decades ago.
The Irish Hospice Foundation saw an increase of 18% in the number of calls to its bereavement support line towards the end of last year compared to 2023. The group says support during grief should be available for everyone who needs it as it launches its annual campaign. Director of Education and Bereavement Orla Keegan says it's important to touch base with someone who's lost a loved one.
Really what we're trying to do is to counteract some of the maybe the isolation and the pain and the confusion that people can feel when they're bereaved. And we want people to know that you can get information. We want people who are around somebody who's grieving just to touch base with them and to see how they're doing.
The illegal sale of disposable vapes is common in shops across Dublin. The Journal investigates latest report shows two products contained multiple times the legal amount of e-liquid. Over 80% of the shops visited sold the undercover team a disposable vape that breached regulations. Junior investigative reporter Conor O'Carroll says it shows many people are unknowingly buying vapes that are unsafe.
So a disposable vape is only allowed to have 2 millilitres of e-liquid, but one of the vapes we bought had 18 millilitres, so 9 times over the limit, while another had 10 millilitres. So, you know, both were significantly over.
Sex Pistols, The Who, The Corrs and James Arthur are among the musicians who'll perform shows this year in aid of the Teenage Cancer Trust in the UK. Mickey Flanagan's also putting on a comedy night in March. I'm a Celebrity star. GK Barry's hosting the series of gigs, which tickets going on sale on Friday. Sport Now and Clare boss Brian Lohan says it's still their intention to defend their National Hurling League title. The Banner opened their defence with a 2-point loss at home to Kilkenny yesterday. The All-Ireland champions are looking to become just the 5th county to win back-to-back league crowns this century. Tipperary also opened their Division 1A campaign with a win, having 12 points to spare over Galway in Salt Hill. Meanwhile, Manchester United are up to 12th in the Premier League table after a 1-0 win over Fulham last night. Leicester cranked up the pressure on Ange Postecoglou after beating Spurs 2-1 yesterday. And Aston Villa and West Ham played out a 1-1 draw while Nathan Collins starred for Brentford in a 2-1 win at Crystal Palace. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.